And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, what? So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
They're looking at us weird.
The podcast, the podcast.
You are weird.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Aw, what a good day.
All right, so before we dive into everything, I do have to get the sponsor out there, our awesome sponsor, LifeLock, or... as Big D likes to say it,
LifeLock.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. So get to LifeLock.com right now and use promo code Big D for 10% off.
Hey, this is last episode was really great. It was the 100th episode. You know, we had a lot of different people come on. Brett Michaels is on, and Marcus was on. Marcus Luttrell was on, and who else was on? I forget.
We had, it was like a who's who of just past
Bees
podcasts.
Was on, yeah, Killer Bees comedian. Was on. And we had just a bunch of just friends and stuff. And so
I'm hot.
It was, you are hot.
No, I mean, I'm like hot. We have so many people in here, you can feel the temperature actually rose about 3 degrees.
Well, that's a nice setup for my introduction of last week was the 100th. Today, obviously, this is the 101st. So Patrick, being so witty and on top of his game, says, well, how about the 101st to be in on the 101st? Right?
Yes. So we have the 101st Airborne.
Yay!
Woo! Why are we the only one? See, here's how radio works, or podcast, whatever. We go, hey, it's the 101st Airborne, and everybody joins in. So let's try one more time. The 101st Airborne!
Yay!
Yay! Yes. See, that's hot.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go around the room here. We've got Master. I want everyone to introduce yourself. Kevin, you can start.
Master Sergeant Kevin Doheny.
He's off camera, by the way. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you won't be able to see him because we wanted to get everybody else in. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's our first class, Joshua Campbell.
All right, Corporal Justin Lewis.
First Lieutenant Janelle Benson.
CW4 Stephanie Rose.
Sergeant Collins Adrian.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in. And gals, thanks for coming in.
Nice to meet everybody, too.
Yeah. So here we are. You guys, the 101st Airborne is, for those who don't know what the 101st is all about, the history, can one of you guys give us kind of a brief history and describing what the 101st does? Given that going to be a you question?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that one. Very storied history. A lot of people know the 101st from, of course, the HBO series Band of Brothers, but it's much more than that. 1942, General William Lee was our first CG, and at first it was an airborne unit, and as time grew on, we've molded into an air assault division. We are the world's only air assault division, and we're very proud of that fact.
Do you call it air assault more than airborne now? Is that how you refer to yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I won't make that mistake again. I have it labeled as 101st Airborne.
Well, we are still the 101st Airborne, but we like to call ourselves experts of all things
like
air assault.
Like Big D is Big D, but he's also Derek.
Absolutely. Yeah, gotcha. Absolutely. Technicalities.
Okay.
Also, like air assault, it's a lot tougher, I think. Air assault. Right?
Yeah, it's way tougher.
And airborne.
Well, we like to think so, but
airborne is like a virus, but air assault is like trying to come in and smack you down.
I'm not going to open that door.
No, but you know what I mean. Anything could be airborne, but air assault is, man, we're stepping in. We're about to crush you.
That's right.
I've never thought about it like that. That's a very good point.
And so people, you maybe know 101st from, there are 5 divisions. How many divisions are there?
Well, how
many do we tell the bad guys we have? We have like 37 of them.
Well, the division itself is the 101st. And then we have 5 subordinate brigades, 3 infantry brigade combat teams, a combat aviation brigade, and a sustainment brigade that fall underneath the division headquarters.
Okay.
You know, I have no idea what that means.
Like we got a lot of We got a lot of awesome folks.
So it's like you have roughly 20,000 of them. You have the NFL, then you have the AFC and the NFC, and then you have all the AFC North, South, West, all that. So
I see. All right.
I said West. I made that one up.
So tell us about what you guys do. Like, what are your jobs? What are you? What's your day to day like? Go ahead.
Just day to day for myself. I mean, we're 19 Deltas. We're cavalry scouts. So day to day operations is. It's a lot of being just training and getting ready for whatever upcoming mission or training we've got going on. As far as our job, scouts, you know, we go out ahead. We provide surveillance, try to get the intel to be the eyes and ears for the commander, send that information back to him, and it allows them to be able to develop the plan and to brief the infantry on give them a better idea of what they're getting ready to go into.
Mm-hmm. Technology's really changed a lot for you guys, I would think, with drones and all kinds of different ways that you guys can use to scout out things, I would think.
Yeah, it's always changing, and there's always new technology coming out. So it's it's kind of like a battle to constantly try to keep up with that technology that's coming out.
I heard a story way back in the day. Remember the one about the drone and the guys kept popping their heads up trying to shoot it, and the snipers were taking them out? Have you guys ever heard that story?
It's a great story.
So there's a story that somebody told us one time, and it was basically they were flying one of the little hand-release drones over the bad guys just trying to figure out their position, and so they thought that they were going to shoot it down. So they would stand up, and they'd be like, trying to shoot it, and the sniper would just stand back there going, pop, pop. Every time one would stand up, they're like, so they just flew the drone over there for like an hour.
And just
kept knocking them down. So you guys have never had that then?
No.
Okay. But I bet it's true.
I'm sure it's true, Bubba. Yeah. Sounds like a true story to me.
Well, there's a lot of talk about technology, and rightfully so, but, you know, most of the combat arms folks will tell you, you know, there's nothing that defines the battlefield more than the soldier on the ground. Like, that's where the tip of the spear meets. I mean, you can have drones and all this other stuff, but that soldier on the ground, like, that's the key element.
Yeah. How about you? Same thing, same kind of day to day for you?
Yes. I'm also a scout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a weight limit for scouts? Could Patrick be a scout? Could I be a scout? What?
Unfortunately, you can't.
Yeah. I thought so.
I like how he didn't even mention it. He just kind of
Scout sounds like a in shape kind of, you know, not us.
Yeah,
guys.
We need you to be able to jump and climb over things, boy. It's not
hey, do you have to do the obstacle course? All you have to do all that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty nasty looking. The big wall and all that stuff. Am I thinking the same one?
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Obstacle course.
Yeah.
Can you climb a rope?
Can I climb a rope?
He can totally climb a rope.
Yeah, you can climb a rope, big man.
Yeah, climb a rope. I always watch on like in the movies and stuff where like someone's hanging, you know, off the side of a wall, a building, or a rope. You know, they're like,
Or like in The Princess Bride, whenever the pirate's taking her up the cliff and it's like 500 yards up.
Yeah, and he's climbing fast. And
yeah,
all
and he's like,
I would be done. That's just me stopping the inevitable. I'm going to die. There's no way I'm going to be able to hold myself up. I'm not going to be able to climb myself up.
I'm sorry, dude.
There's techniques.
There's techniques.
You got to use your feet, bro.
There's techniques.
That's the best. Well, there's techniques. Yeah, it's called not being me.
Not being a big fat guy.
Yeah, that's your technique.
That's step one.
Yeah, that's a – do they have a time you guys have to make it? Like, is there different things? Like, scouts have to be a certain speed, and another person, they have to be a certain speed. Like, pilots – I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Pilots are soft, aren't they?
Pilots are not soft. I just want to clarify right now. Pilots are not soft.
We have a pilot in here.
Make sure I do this right. CW4?
That's correct.
Okay. That's not a TV channel. Stephanie Rose. And you are a helicopter pilot.
That is true. I'm a helicopter pilot.
Yeah, but it's not just a helicopter, dude.
Which one do you
fly? That's like saying a Cessna is a fighter jet.
Well, she'll get to it.
So it's actually an aerial weapons delivery platform. I fly the Apache Longbow helicopter.
The Apache. Wow. Is that the one that we flew in?
No, probably not. Black
eye. Probably not.
Oh, wait a minute. A little fat joke. That's nice.
No,
probably not.
Is there a payload restriction on those things or something? Is that your
saying? Well, so we don't carry passengers. We carry weapon systems.
Oh, gotcha. So. Yeah, so you're shooting stuff.
Two bad guys.
That's a great cover. That's a great. Oh, I'm sorry. No passengers. We did a thing with the National Guard, and it was Blackhawks, and it was in Utah in the mountains, and they were taking us on some little. It was like a fire, like a practice range or whatever, and these guys were blowing our minds. They knew we're both small, pilots. I mean, we're not small pilots. We're small plane pilots. So they were like, oh, you guys are pilots. Well, let's see if you could do all this. And they did everything in their power to make us throw up, which they didn't. But I thought we were going to die. I didn't know a Blackhawk was capable of doing what it was doing. These guys were insanely gifted pilots. I mean, I don't know.
It was incredible. It really was. They were totally in control, but it looked like they weren't in control. I mean, it was
and like
crazy.
The one time where I thought we were going to die, they had this little target house or something, and this dude kind of dips his rotors down to match the angle of the roof, and he's like, look at this! And like, I could have reached out, because the doors were open, I could have reached out and put my hand down on the house, and I'm like, dude, you are insane. He goes, try doing it with a looking through a little green tube. He's like, this is nothing. I'm like, okay, you win. You're way cooler than me. Way.
The best is when we landed, we were flying into it was a military appreciation concert or something, and we were hosting it. And they actually took us to the
auditorium. Oh, we landed in a soccer field.
Soccer field. So there's a soccer game going on.
kids are there.
They send out these soldiers to go out before we get there, and they're like clearing everyone off. They stopped the game. So they stopped the soccer game, and they're clearing people off of the field. And here, it's like it's loud, we're coming in, doors are off, we're feeling cool. I look over, and there's an old lady in a chair.
Those little soccer chairs that you bring to the games and stuff.
And she is like not having any of it. She's not happy.
and she
wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And as we're getting closer and closer, she just goes, ploop, right over. Right over.
And then the goal starts tumbling down the field and everything. So we're like, oh, we just screwed up their entire, park and recreation system for us to get this cool joyride. But it was a cool joyride.
Did someone tell me that you're the first female?
So I'm not the first. The first female went through the Apache transition in 1993.
Okay.
I'm about to date myself. I went through in 1999. Mm-hmm. So, I want to say is 17, number 18, maybe.
So there's not many.
There were not very many at the time, no.
Yeah. Are there more now?
There are a lot more now. So I actually have two other females in my my squadron.
Do some of the new ones come up and go, hey, thanks?
No.
I would think, for the Trailblazers, that would be kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, well.
Not so much.
Not so much. The Army's really evolved and changed a lot over the last 15-ish years. So it's not really... I don't know, it's not new anymore. It's
kind of more the norm now.
It is what it is, yeah.
Did you fly overseas much?
I have. I've done two tours to Korea, two to Iraq, and one to Afghanistan.
What is it like over there? We always, besides Korea, I know what that's like. Besides the things that we see is it like what we see on TV?
It depends on which channel you're watching, I think.
I'm watching Home. I watch Homeland. Is it like Homeland?
Is it like, I love Homeland, by the way. That show's amazing.
Best? I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't worry. You can totally binge watch it on Showtime.
Homeland's the best.
I need your Showtime password. Cool.
Yeah. It's not all that different than what you see, for on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What you see in Homeland is very similar.
Yeah.
I think the portrayal of the infrastructure is pretty close.
Yes. That's
a lot of the other stuff. It's give or take. It depends what you're watching.
It was like I would watch the, when they're at the base and... It kind of looks, because those bases, we just built them. I mean, they're, they don't look like when you come back here, those bases. They're like, almost like temporary housing, almost kind of stuff.
Like with all the plywood everywhere and stuff like that?
Yeah. Is that the way it is, or is it more permanently looking?
Depends where you are.
No.
Yeah.
Well, microphone.
Oh. Yeah, you can't, yeah.
No, you're saying, exactly. Every fob's different, so it just really depends on where you're going. Yeah. Some of them are smaller, some of them are bigger. Some of them you get onto, and it's got, everything. Burger King,
Oh, wow, really?
You know, So it just depends on where you're at.
And by the way, FOB is forward operating base for those who are going, what did you just say?
And if you hear patrol base, it's real small.
Yeah.
Cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes.
Oh, yeah. Sandbags,
some HESCO barriers, and some plywood, and that's
it.
Yeah, so if you remember, like, when you moved into your first apartment and you had your TV with the little wire antennas and the aluminum foil
sitting
and
it on top of a milk crate.
Yeah. So,
did we all do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you make do with what you've got, you know? So, it's not uncommon to see, you know, makeshift TV stands in a soldier's tent or barracks room downrange.
Do you guys have PlayStation over there? That's all I care about. No?
Well, some of them do. Some of them, like, they ship. Whenever they go, you know, they'll have a care package sent to them. They'll have their PlayStation sent to them. Or
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Now
they'll,
we're talking.
They'll set it up.
So I could live. I could make it there.
Yes, right. You're fine. Nothing's going to happen to you. Sergeant Collins, what do you do? What's your job?
I'm a mechanic, AC mechanic. I work on anything from generators, vehicles.
Do you have everyone ask you to work on their car? Does everyone come up to you and go, hey, man, this weekend, you get a chance.
I got a Freon leak. I need this.
Just stop that. Actually, before I joined the military, it was like that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, not now.
Now you're like, yeah, you know, how much? My rate is. That's what you did. Well, my hourly rate is, and that stops all that.
I feel bad. And you were talking about AC mechanic. It made me think about air conditioning. I have a cousin that I have the same thing. He's an air conditioning guy, and I feel so bad because anytime I need something done, I call him. And he's not in the same state, but I'm like, hey, dude. I'll take pictures, and I'm doing FaceTime with him. Okay, look at this. Is this normal? And I make him diagnose everything from over the phone. That's pretty bad.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I can diagnose over the phone. But.
First Lieutenant Benson, what's your job?
Well, I'm in 1st Brigade along with Sergeant Campbell and Specialist Lewis, Corporal Lewis, I apologize. And I am a signal officer, so I deal with telecommunications and satellites, radios, remote mission command, and... Right now, I'm serving in an operations role, so planning the training and exercises for the subordinate units like CAV.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I do get those phone calls for all of my friends that need their computer fixed. They're like, hey, do you know how to fix this? So I'm in the same boat as you, Colin.
And you're like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, actually, I do.
And I'm not going to do it for free.
Yeah, I'm talking about technology. That's got to be an area that is just... exploded recently.
Yeah.
For the last few years.
It has. And we've just got issued a more robust communications package that we just got out of a field exercise and took to the field. We were working with that, working through some of the kinks, but it has definitely enabled us to communicate more efficiently and more effectively with all of these new developments.
When are we getting those robot dogs that you keep seeing on Google and stuff? Are we getting those soon? Because those are cool. Mount a gun on that and just run it through the bad guys. Have you seen those though?
I have actually. They're did cool. research on it in school.
I want that. I want one of those for my house.
I just want to get good signal for my iPhone. Can you fix that? Can you do that?
Unfortunately, I can't. But maybe your cell phone provider can.
How how knowledgeable are you on all kinds of systems and stuff like that? Like on. You know, everyone gets on like Wi-Fis and stuff like that, the public Wi-Fis. Are you able to like hack stuff or prevent hacking and that kind of stuff? I don't know what your expertise is. No,
she won't answer that.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
She doesn't feel comfortable answering, which is an answer for you.
The other question is, should we ever use the Wi-Fi on a commercial airliner?
I don't see why not. I mean, just don't use, you know, the public Wi-Fi spot at McDonald's where everyone can hack your information.
Like, how easy is it? Mike, I mean, I just want to know personally because, like, I'll sign on. I don't think twice about it.
Yeah, I do the airplane one all the time.
And you guys are just, like, the easy pickings for all the hackers.
Oh,
your identity is going to be stolen.
Is there any – how do you do
it? It has been a couple times.
See? Don't use the airport
Wi-Fi. That's why
Wi-Fi.
We have LifeLock. Our sponsor.
How do you prevent that? Like from a technical standpoint, is there something we can do?
Encryption via passwords.
Is there an app for that?
There's probably an app for it.
An encryption app for Wi-Fi.
Well, the Wi-Fi itself.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my phone, and I want you to just put whatever.
just kind of play with it for 10 minutes.
Just fix it. I'm like your dad. Just here. Oh, hi, honey. It's good to see you. Can you fix this, that, this? And our printer doesn't work.
And when you're done, can you teach him how to text with emojis?
I am qualified.
Yeah, you're good for that. What's going on for the 101st as far as around the world? Where are we looking at as far as, like, what's going on? What's the involvement? Are we kind of in a relaxed mode? Or are we getting ready?
Are we ever in a relaxed mode?
Never. Not in the 101st. We're always training for what we call our next rendezvous with destiny. There's 500 soldiers, roughly 500 soldiers from the division headquarters that just recently deployed to Iraq, and they're going to be relief in place with 82nd Airborne, and they're going to be in Iraq. And then later on in the spring, our 2nd Brigade Combat Team, the Strike Brigade, later in the spring is there.
Which just sounds cool, by the way. Strike Brigade sounds awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Many of those words y'all can use. Strike Brigade, assault,
squish,
head kickers.
Right. What? Since I work at the division headquarters, I can't specifically say which one I favor more than the other.
Right.
Maybe they could. I can't.
Yeah. Everybody knows it's the Combat Aviation Brigade, right? Well, Combat Aviation Brigade.
Is that your favorite?
Definitely Bastogne Brigade.
Yes, Bastogne.
Yeah, okay. So I also wanted to kind of delve into, and I don't know if you could even talk about this, maybe it's best for you, but on the pilots, you guys were y'all part of going in and doing the whole Bin Laden thing? Weren't you guys part of that? Not part of that?
No, we didn't have any part in that.
No.
Everybody had a part in it. Everybody had a part in it.
But if we did have a part in it, our answer would still be no, we didn't have a part in that.
See, that's the best part. You got to watch Homeland. They do a lot of that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm on their Facebook page right now, facebook.com/101st, and you can go and check it. There's a bunch of cool pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like this.
Is this what you guys wanted to do when you're growing up, you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of my family is all military. You know, so it was just always something that I wanted to do personally.
Even as a kid growing up, you were like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. You didn't have any other aspirations?
No, not really. I mean, I'm a machinist by trade. Uh-huh. I went to machinist for Votech school and everything, and I grew up doing construction, but this was what I wanted to do. So,
yeah. Lewis?
Actually, no, this isn't what I plan on doing. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I grew up in the military.
We don't want you to lie like her. We want you to tell the truth.
Can we clarify?
I grew up in the military. Both my parents were in the Navy. I wanted to be a mechanic. I was a mechanic at Toyota for a couple years before I joined.
Yeah. Then you rebelled. You rebelled and you went into the Army from your Navy family?
I did.
Dang. How'd they take that?
Not so good. My brother joined the Navy too, so I had to be different.
Who was first?
Me and my brother enlisted at the same time.
Okay.
So it actually wasn't a who's first or who wasn't first, but I've progressed farther than him in my career already.
Oh, wow. That's dig. Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
I got to jab him as much as I can. He's
my older
brother.
It just got shady in here. What?
So, it's still real to him.
But I guess the reason why I pretty much joined was, you know, I had two children at a pretty young age, at 20, 21. So I was like, all right, got to do something.
Those are
good.
Big kids at 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joke, isn't it? So now here you are, you're doing,
that was I didn't even get that.
He had kids at 20.
Just
listen.
Oh, I have a 20 and a 21 year old. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Yes. That's what I meant. So you're doing, did you get to the point where you're talking to your family and you're like, hey, you know, I like it. I'm doing it. I wish I was doing something else. Maybe some days I would think that some days you guys are like, man, it's so monotonous. Or then, oh my gosh, this is so, everyone's looking at me except for you. You're shaking your head no. Every day, yeah, but you have an airplane that you're,
yeah, so, I mean, so you're a pilot, you fly. Imagine you got a paycheck to go out and just fly your helicopter every day.
But, and you don't have to pay for
or
fuel.
Or your airplane. But then on top of that, we put weapon systems on your airplane and you get to go shoot people.
Yeah,
now,
that would
be
awesome.
Tell me you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm actually putting a Nerf gun on my plane.
That's a fabulous idea.
I have a Nerf cannon. Stand back, Al-Qaeda. Pew, pew, pew.
I flew a helicopter. It was a little Robinson. A bud took me up. And
which is that helicopter, if you're familiar with them, they have the long pole on the top for the rotor. It looks really weird.
And so I'm sitting there on the left seat, and we're just kind of hovering. And like, I think they had to drain a lot of fuel to get us up in the air, just the two of us. But we got up in the air and we're hovering over like a road or something. And he's kind of like, you know, when you're like, you can see someone, they're not like freaking out, but you can tell that there's something going on. Like they're processing something. And I could tell that something was going on. And it's just the two of us. And I said,
we have a weight and balance issue, don't we?
Everything okay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not
anytime
the way
there's, you're, yeah, you're in trouble.
That wasn't a good answer. And so he goes, are you sitting on the collective? And I go, man, I don't know. Something's like poking me in the leg over here. I don't know what that is. Like, I was too wide, so like I was sitting on the thing on the side. I know, it's sad. I know, it's embarrassing. So like I was sitting on something that controls the helicopter, and like we were constantly in a, I don't know,
you're
not
going
what we should have been.
Going right whenever you should have been doing
yes,
the other.
And I was like, oh, he's like, well, can you move, please? I'm like, I can't. It's a, that was my, and I never got into another helicopter. That was it.
That's a pretty small helicopter to get into for your first time. I mean, were you guys like,
we're pretty
snuggled
close
up? Like,
yeah,
get a little closer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty close.
It's a small aircraft. So my aircraft, one pilot sits in front of the other. We don't sit next to each other. So it's actually by habit, I find myself talking to people and not even looking at them in the face. So like I'm driving down the road and I'm talking to my friends and they're like, could you look at me? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You just get so used to talking to somebody that you don't see.
Right.
That makes sense because like a lot of times he'll be sitting down and I can't, because I'm so short, I can't see over the computer monitors. So I don't have to look at him.
You don't have to look at
him. I can be looking this way into the break room where somebody's sitting and I could just be talking and he's like, looking the other way, like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, nothing, just keep talking.
Yeah.
Just ignore me. I don't have to look at you to talk to you.
That with the 101st Air Assault, you can follow on Facebook.com/101ST. It's 101st. Facebook.com/101st. Anything that you guys want to get out, like just maybe as
some
a public,
cool stuff.
Yeah, some stuff that you want to, cool stories or anything like that? Yeah.
Putting everybody on the spot here.
Cool stories that you can tell. I'm looking at you.
Nobody
Miss Stephanie
can tell cool stories.
Seems like she has a great story.
Okay, well, so you know, longtime lore has been that, you know, an Apache pilot, when they walk in the room because they tell you, like, right off the bat, like, oh, by the way, did I mention I'm an Apache pilot?
Yeah.
So I got to kind of brag on my unit for a little bit because we're really forging history for the Army. So you asked about UAVs and... And my unit is now integrated helicopters with UAVs. And that's a pretty big deal.
What does that mean?
So we now have the ability to take video feed from a UAV that's 30, 50, far, far, far 3, away.
3,000 miles away, right.
Far, far, far away out in front of us on the battlefield. And we can take that video footage and we can look at it in our cockpit before we get on station. And it gives us better situational awareness of what's going on the ground. So we can support that ground commander before we get there, because we know who the bad guys are. We know where they're hiding because we see them while we're literally en route there. So it allows us to perform the role of an aerial scout because we're heavy attack recon. We're scouts, but we're aerial scouts. Mm-hmm. It allows us to get literally ahead of the bad guys before they even know we're coming.
Yeah, so it's like having you have a fly on the wall before you get into the room.
True statement. So. So this is the way of aviation. This is the way we're going as we force mod all the different aviation brigades across the Army. And we're one of only a couple right now. So that's big in the 101st for us.
And that obviously helps everybody in this room.
True statement. So because essentially I work for these guys on the ground. He's Master Sergeant Doheny is 100% correct that the ground soldier is tip of the spear. And I'm there to serve him, to help him. I work for the ground commander and the ground soldier. My purpose is to make sure that they can get back safely and put rounds downrange on the right dudes. And
she makes sure that you have Wi-Fi and
the radios are working.
Very secure.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Communications.
I wish there is a real camaraderie with the military. And I know there's a, you know, you're talking about, oh, the Navy guys and the Air Force guys. but I think that's healthy. But it's really cool to see all of our military branches be able to work together. And I remember watching the, Gulf War, and just how, because, you know, we didn't know, like, yeah, America's great. We got great military. We all know that. But when that all went down and you see the force, this absolute.
All the Hummers and the tanks and everything just going across the desert.
Going in and just, I mean, overwhelming force.
Or like shock and awe. Remember how cool that looked on TV?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's a different story for you guys. But for us as civilians, it was like we were glued to Fox and CNN and whatever was on the TV just to see those things go off. And you're like, you've got another one. It was just the best for us.
I think it was just a way. That was when, for me personally, I was kind of like, it was validating what I always said I felt was like, yeah, our military is the best in the world. But then you see that and you're like, and that's proof. Wow. That's impressive to see how all that comes together, all these different branches, all these different people communicating together to be able to pull off. It reminds me of what's the movie with the Pacific Rim where the pieces have to come together to make the one big giant thing fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like all those things, pieces coming
it's
together
just
to make
like
the big
Pacific Rim.
It's no different.
It's like Voltron. You have these five lion things and they come together and make a giant robot.
Pretty much.
Nobody knows that. Okay.
But no, that is, it really is impressive.
My nerd is showing.
It really is impressive to me and to see all that.
Well, there's been a lot of effort over the last several years and the whole joint training environments, training with other services, and we've become pretty proficient at it over the years. I mean, I know we've got a lot of practice since, 2002, but we've gotten really good at working with other services, even between units on the ground. Even the soldier on the ground to the helicopter pilot, and then or the soldier on the ground to the Air Force jet that's flying overhead. I mean, we've gotten pretty good at that over the years.
Well, guys, thank you for coming in. It's been
wrap up.
It's a real. Unless you got any more questions, we got your question.
I would like to present these guys. I know there's a certain way to do it, so
stuff to present. Them.
Yes,
we got
Thanks,
some goodies
I appreciate
for you guys.
It.
As well.
Thank you.
Bubba right now is going through and shaking everyone's hand and
bacon.
And then giving them the Big D and Bubba challenge coins.
All right.
We have
some
Bastogne gifts for
this
you
now
guys
becomes
too.
I got to put this one in my pocket at all times, right?
Yes, all the time.
All the time.
What is the history? Do you know the history on the challenge coins? Do you know what the...
I mean, we I'm know not trying to date myself either, but it basically boils down to what the last coin that you have in your pocket. You go to the local establishment. If someone else throws the coin on the bar top and his outranks yours, well, you're buying. That's the lineage.
Does ours outrank anyone?
It should.
Now it does.
It should. But
I think it should.
So if you have a presidential coin, then you outrank everybody and you're like always getting free drinks?
Well, it's supposed to be the last coin that you were given, not...
You can't
highest,
just keep
because that's not fair.
So we just screwed you guys then.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go to a bar.
Sorry.
Don't leave here and go to a bar. what do you got?
Well, we actually brought some gifts for you guys too.
What?
There better be 3XL.
I wasn't sure what size, but we've got some shorts for you.
You can cut the sleeves off and go down, so you can wear playing basketball.
Yeah, just turn it into a bro tank.
And then on the back it says, keep calm and welcome to the club for Bastogne Brigade.
That's
awesome.
So if we wear this...
Now, we're not going to get beat up for wearing
that,
right?
Yeah, we don't want to get beat down in public if we have that on.
No, you won't. Bastogne Brigade is pretty awesome.
Okay.
Well, if you don't want to get beat down and you want to be neutral...
Yes.
I got you the 101st flag.
Oh, sweet.
You guys
want
to fly it in your studio. Oh,
wow. Awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. Look at that.
Show it over here. Why don't you walk over here so everybody can
camera.
See it.
So then every time you do a podcast...
There you go.
Maybe I'll always be in the background.
You got it backwards.
Oh, I got it backwards.
I'm right in the way.
Yeah. So.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. Hopefully you can hang this on your wall.
Woo! Oh, thank you, guys. That's
I feel
great.
Like we're at a CrossFit place now. You know what it looks like at CrossFit? They always have the flags up. No. Okay. We'll pass on the push-ups.
Okay.
We don't want to make you guys,
Thank you.
We don't want to impress you or anything.
Yeah, no. I don't want you guys to see my one push-up and be like, whoa. It's too much.
Thank you. It was really nice. We appreciate
Very cool.
it, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
We have another cool gift for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So these are... clubs welded from the last deployment 1st Brigade was in Afghanistan.
Okay, say that again.
clubs, like a welded club.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Metal.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's just pretty cool. You can hang it on your wall. It's got the Bastogne image on there, and then the 327 Regimental insignia. Air salt.
That's great.
Air salt wings. So now you guys have air salt wings.
When you say welded from the last deployment, what do you welded from what?
Say it's from a terrorist car.
It came off one of those white Toyotas with a
with the guns in the back.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
All right.
That's what it was.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. And thank you all for, first of all, coming in today, and more importantly, for doing what you do each and every day, because you are awesome, and we couldn't do what we do without y'all.
Yeah, and if you're listening, I'm sorry, if you're listening and you want to get involved, they can reach out directly to the 101st. What's the best way to do that? Just go to a recruiter and say, hey, here I am.
Right.
No?
Absolutely. If you're out there and you're interested in joining the Army, go see your local recruiter, and he'll give you all the details on how he can make you.
What if you want to be in the 101st, though?
Well, you got to get lucky, first of all, to get assigned to the division.
So you're saying
you guys are
special?
You don't typically go to the recruiter and say, hey, I want to join the 101st or whatever.
So you won the lottery.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Pretty much so.
That's how I look at it.
I understand.
Absolutely. This is my second time I asked to come back to the 101st. I was in the mid to late 2000s, and you don't realize how bad you miss it until you leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I got to go back. And I was able to get lucky enough to come back.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome that, you know, it's kind of like here. When you love your job, when you love what you do, and you want to do, or you don't want to do anything else but that, is it says a lot.
Well, another big thing is, I'm not trying to be a spokesman or anything, but the local community.
Be a spokesman. Cool.
Well, I mean, when you get assigned to a duty station, it's not just a number in a unit. It's the local community as well. I love Clarksville and in Hopkinsville area. They're really good to us, and that's almost just as unique as being in the 101st. So,
okay, Sergeant Campbell, do you want to say something?
Yeah. So you guys got all these great gifts and everything from 1st Brigade, and we are in the 1st Brigade, but we're with 132 Cav Bandit Squadron. With that, it looks like we're buying the beer, guys, because this is from the Sergeant Major and Lieutenant Colonel Springer. From 132 Cav, and there's the challenge coin for you guys.
Wow, your
really
coin
appreciate
makes
it.
Ours look silly.
Oh, my gosh, that's not a coin. That's like art.
This ours is a looks, wall plaque.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Let me see that.
Hold on, I'm going to show the camera so they can compare.
Oh, don't compare. It's bad. Don't compare.
Ours.
Oh, no. Oh, Papa. Dang it. Size matters. Oh,
totally.
Thank you, guys. That's so cool.
Theirs looks like it can eat ours.
Bandits.
It does, and it would.
Air assault. That's so cool. You know what I also love about all the military stuff is all the just, like, it's got a skull on the front that kind of looks like it's laughing. I just love all that stuff. I do, because you know, like, the bad guys, like, that freaks them out. That freaks me out.
It's an awesome bottle opener, too, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. It's a built-in bottle opener.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. On the sides?
Yeah.
That's great. It almost looked like a ninja star, too.
It could be. Sharp it up.
Are you a ninja?
You guys. This is.
Yeah?
You're a ninja? I'm not supposed to say anything.
I got you. Good. Thank you, guys. This is really nice.
Thank you.
We are definitely going to present this in our studio somewhere. This is really great. Thank you, guys. And it makes a huge noise when you put it on the... Oh, look at that, dude.
America.
We got this challenge coin, which doesn't really look like a coin.
Mine here,
it's a challenge ninja.
This is my, good God, it's 8 pounds.
Well, that's a terrorist truck. Look at that. Super. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your service.
Thanks for having me.
It means a lot to us. Really
any parting words? Anybody want to say anything before we finish up?
Any shout outs?
Thanks for having us.
Nobody?
Air assault.
Air assault.
Aren't y'all from one of the stations?
They're saying air assault as in air assault, not aerosol.
Yes.
For those who are wondering.
Aerosol.
Aerosol.
Roll on. All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Oh, what a great 101st podcast with the 101st.
Very cool. I don't think we can top this. And Patrick, what are you going to do for the 102nd?
I'm not trying to top it.
Is there a 102nd division?
They're not invited.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Not this time. All right.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thanks again, guys. We really do appreciate it. And for those of you who want to follow them on Facebook, again, facebook.com/101ST for 101st.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.